This is Senator Al Simpson. Politicians across the country are already hitting the campaign trail, and campaign reform should be a top priority. We'll face off after this. Ted, any effort at real campaign finance reform might start with looking at political action committees, PACs. The bill pushed by you Senate Democrats would allow PACs to give $10,000 per candidate per election cycle, same as current law. It would allow PACs to contribute $31 million directly to Senate candidates, and you moralists would increase House-related PAC spending by 50%. But no, you don't stop there. You would let PACs contribute unlimited sums to political parties. Why won't you go after those PACs, Ted? Could it be because all five of 1987's top congressional PAC men are Democrats? The American people really do want real PAC reform. Why don't you let them have it, instead of just kidding them along?
Al, you stand 6'7", and you're the height of chutzpah. You right-wingers spent the last 3 years filibustering against campaign finance reform, and now you have the nerve to criticize Democrats falsely for not opposing PACs? We are for PAC reform, Al, and plenty of it. For years, we've supported drastic cutbacks in PAC contributions and their corrosive influence in political campaigns. Al, you just never read the Democratic proposal you were filibustering against. Tough restriction on PACs were right there in big print, along with strict ceilings on campaign spending and other steps to clamp down on corruption and clean up the election process. In fact, Al, you often sing a different tune on PACs. In 1985, the Senate voted 84-7 to restrict PAC contributions. You were one of the hardcore seven who voted against reform. Pack it in, Al. You don't know up from down on PACs. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on long-term nursing care for the elderly. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.